11:42 at WCBS. Brad Heller has been a part of our coverage, covering the death of Hank Aaron. But one person we want to turn to in times like this, from the Daily News, the great Bill Madden is on the line with us here at WCBS. We appreciate your time. I'm seeing legend, icon, but the words to sum up the life of Hank Aaron seem to kind of fall short of the measure of the man in times like this, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, Hank Aaron was literally a giant in baseball. As I wrote in the first paragraph of my obituary on him, baseball has lost its legitimate all-time home run king. And by that, I mean anybody who would think that Barry Bonds was the all-time home run king wasn't looking at the game properly. I used to tell people when they would ask me why I wouldn't vote for Barry Bonds for the Hall of Fame, and my stock answer was always, I could not look Hank Aaron in the face if I did. And I used to see Hank Aaron every year up at Cooperstown for the inductions. He was simply, as I said before, a giant of the game, a class act. And baseball has lost a really genuine hero to everybody who has ever been associated with the game. I mean, what he went through in pursuing Babe Ruth's all-time home run record, and the hate mail he got, and the abuse he got everywhere he went from racists and whatever. And to be able to have accomplished it in the face of all that just made it even more of a heroic achievement.
You wonder how he did it, how he maintained that class and that stature in the face of that abuse.
Well, that's a good question, because not too many people could have endured it the way he did. Hank was always a man of quiet dignity. He was never really outspoken about anything. He kept to himself. In fact, one of the lesser known facts in his life as far as these kinds of things was concerned was when he was a rookie in 1954. And I wrote about it in my book, 1954, that came out back in 2004. He came up with the Braves, and he'd been in the minor leagues, I think, for only 3 years, and he made it to the big leagues. And the Braves manager, Charlie Grimm, kiddingly was referring to him as Step and Fetch It, who was the all-time stereotype. He was a African-American actor back in the 20s who was supposedly famous for his shuffling style of walking. And Charlie Grimm picked up on that for some reason, because Hank had a very similar slow-running posture, so to speak. When he would go after fly balls, it was almost like effortlessly the way he pursued fly balls and things like that. And so it was so cruel, but Hank endured that. And Time magazine, that a couple of years later came out with and they put him on the cover of Hank of Time magazine, and the title of the story was Baseball Shuffler. These are the kind of things that you couldn't believe that this could happen today. But this is what happened with Hank when he was this is long before he was going after Babe Ruth's record. He had put up with this as a young player in the major leagues.
He played in, if you remember baseball from that era, especially everything that was going on in the Yankees in that time with Steinbrenner and such. People remember baseball in that time. It's just kind of a crazy period. But he stands out, as you said, as this class act, this man of stature.
Yeah. So he was a man of dignity, and he put up with that for that whole season. Going after the Babe's record, and even when Barry Bonds was elected even when Barry Bonds broke his record, and everybody knew that the only reason he was able to break the record was because of steroids, and everybody else was talking about it and writing about it and whatever, Hank never said anything about the whole business. In fact, when Barry officially broke his record, Hank went on a video screen. I remember it very well. It was in Milwaukee, and they put him on the video screen giving a tribute to Barry Bonds. No, it wasn't in Milwaukee. It was wherever Barry broke the record. I can't remember. But anyway, they put Hank on a video screen offering a video that he had taped, congratulatory message to Barry. And he never said he would never. He was always asked about it. How do you feel about this? And he always said, look, he broke the record. He's entitled to it. And that was it. He never complained. But privately, I know how much it hurt him because of what he went through to get that record and then to have it broken by a guy on steroids.
Yeah, as the old saying, it is what it is. And Bill Madden, we could talk all day. I just want to ask you one more question in going. Are you surprised that so many people are jumping on Twitter and such, and they can, in vivid detail, recall that night in 1974? Is that, you know, your thought process today? Are you going back to that magical night?
Absolutely. I mean, Al Downing, who fortunately is still with us, I'm sure he's getting a ton of phone calls today. It was a magical night because of what this man had gone through. It would be one thing if it was just another guy that hung around long enough to break a big record like that. But this was so much more than that because everybody was watching this and watching what was going on with Hank and all the stuff he was putting up with while he was trying to get this record. And then when he finally did get it, it was one of the great nights in baseball history for everybody.
Bill Madden, thank you so much. We appreciate you jumping on the air with us on a difficult day. Thank you so much for your heartfelt comments, Bill.
Okay, thank you.